This week, a former child actor who became, in the words of AllMusic.com, one of the most successful pop and adult contemporary singers of the 80s and beyond. Drummer at age 5, by his early teens was playing the Artful Dodger in London's prestigious West End Theatre District. Speaking of theatre, he changed a theatrical rock band into more mainstream, and as a result, turned the band into one of the most popular ever. Join me this week for Phil Collins on Coolsville. I'm Andy Steves. Philip David Charles Collins, born January 30th, 1951, which means he just had his 73rd birthday. He's an English singer, drummer, songwriter, record producer, and actor. He was the drummer and later became the lead singer of the rock band Genesis and had a successful solo career, achieving 3 UK number one singles and 7 US number one singles as a solo artist. In total, his work with Genesis, other artists, and solo resulted in more US top 40 singles than any other artist through the 1980s. His most successful singles from the period include In the Air Tonight, Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now, One More Night, Sussudio, Another Day in Paradise, and I Wish It Would Rain Down. Born and raised in West London, Collins began playing drums at the age of 5. During the same period, he attended drama school, which secured him various roles as a child actor. His first major role was the Artful Dodger in the West End production of the musical Oliver. Oliver, Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more. As an accomplished professional actor by his early teens, he pivoted to pursue a music career, becoming the drummer for Genesis in 1970 at the age of 19. In 1970, Collins became the face of Genesis when Peter Gabriel left the band to go solo. The group had auditioned some 400 singers to replace their frontman before turning inward and handing the baton to Phil. Apparently, he didn't want to take it at first, but he was convinced. The change from Gabriel to Collins was significant. Unlike his predecessor, Collins didn't dominate the stage with elaborate costumes. The music, too, slowly evolved away from the heady conceptual stuff that defined the band's early sound toward a more friendly, radio-friendly kind of style. In 1978, the band, now simply consisting of Collins, keyboardist Tony Banks, and guitarist Mike Rutherford, released And Then There Were Three. The record went gold and secured the group its first American radio hit, Follow You, Follow Me. The group followed it up with a more commercially friendly album called Duke in 1980. Collins, who also performed regularly with a jazz band called Brand X, soon began exploring his own solo work. In 1981, he hit the airwaves with his first solo record, Face Value. The album, backed by the popular single In the Air Tonight, proved to be a monster hit. A year later, Collins released his second solo album, Hello, I Must Be Going, which included a pair of popular singles, You Can't Hurry Love and I Don't Care Anymore. In 1984, he wrote the title song for the film Against All Odds, a number one single that scored Collins Golden Globe and Academy Award nominations for Best Original Song. In 1985, Phil dominated the charts again with his third solo album. It was called No Jacket Required. With Genesis 2, Collins demonstrated he had the golden touch. The band scored a number one single in 1986 with the song, do you remember this one, Invisible Touch? She seems to have an invisible touch, yeah. Collins also dipped his toe in the pool of acting again. After the NBC police drama Miami Vice in 1984 featured Collins' first single In the Air Tonight in one of its episodes, Collins made a guest appearance on the show. In 1988, he made his big screen debut in the film Buster. He also wrote a song for the movie, Two Hearts, which earned him an Academy Award nomination and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. He played drums on the 1984 charity single Do They Know It's Christmas, and in July of 1985, he was the only artist to perform at both Live Aid concerts. Phil Collins left Genesis in 1996 to focus on solo work. This included writing songs for Disney's animated film Tarzan. He wrote and performed the songs Two Worlds, Son of Man, Strangers Like Me, and You'll Be in My Heart, the latter of which earned him an Academy Award for Best Original Song. He also sang all his own songs for the Spanish, French, Italian, and German translations of the soundtrack. You're listening to Coolsville on Spotify, this week featuring the music of Phil Collins. I'm Andy Steeds. Phil has been married 3 times and is father to 5 children, including actress Lily Collins. Well, these days, Collins is more of a family man than a musician. In March 2011, he made his transition official when Phil, who battled a series of health issues, including a spinal problem that forced him to stop playing the drums, announced he was retiring from music. "I really don't belong in that world," stated Phil, who chose instead to help raise his 2 young sons with his 3rd wife, Orianne. That same year, Genesis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Phil's eldest daughter, Jolie, is known for her work on the Canadian TV shows Madison and Cold Squad. She also founded her own production company, Story Lab Productions, in 2009 and produced the feature film Becoming Redwood in 2012. When her father decided to retire from music professionally for the first time in 2011, Jolie was in part the reason why he chose to return to the music scene. Phil Collins recalled her telling him, "It's very dangerous to step away from the sticks without a plan to return after playing professionally since he was 19. To stop doing what you've done all your life," Phil recalled her saying, "you're taking something away that makes you tick. That stayed with me. Then you get out there to perform, and the people like what you do, and you think, I can do more of this." A 5-year retirement to focus on his family life, Collins released his memoir in 2016 and completed his Not Yet Dead tour in 2019. He then rejoined Genesis in 2020 for a 2nd reunion tour ending in March 2022. Collins' discography includes 8 studio albums that have sold 33.5 million certified units in the U.S. and an estimated 150 million records sold worldwide, making him one of the world's best-selling artists. He is only one of 3 recording artists, along with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, who have ever sold 100 million records both as a solo artist and separately as principal members of a band. He has won 8 Grammy Awards, 6 Brit Awards, winning Best British Male Artist 3 times, 2 Golden Globe Awards, 1 Academy Award, and a Disney Legend Award. He received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999 and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2003 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Genesis in 2010. Also been recognized by music publications with induction into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 2012 and the Classic Drummer Hall of Fame in 2013. Don't go away, it's time to play Fun Facts! In 1964, he was paid to scream in the Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night. He plays bagpipes. Did not know that. Collins has collected hundreds of artifacts related to the Alamo. In 2012, he wrote a book, The Alamo and Beyond, a collector's journey about the famous 1836 battle in San Antonio, Texas. Phil Collins did double duty at Live Aid, performing a morning set at London's Wembley Stadium with Sting and Bradford Marcellus, before hopping on the Concorde in time to play in Philadelphia with both Eric Clapton and the reunited Led Zeppelin. "It was a disaster, really," he said. "Robert Plant wasn't much of a fit with his voice, and Jimmy Page was out of it, dribbling. It wasn't my fault, it was crap. If I could have walked off, I would have, but then we'd all be talking about why Phil Collins walked off Live Aid, so I just stuck it out." Who knows these things, right? The audition for the part of the drummer in Genesis was held at Peter Gabriel's parents' house. He arrived early and let other people audition before he did, and by the time his audition rolled around, he had memorized the song. Pretty smart. Growing up in Britain, Collins was naturally influenced by such groups as the Beatles and the Who. He was equally fascinated, however, by the Motown music of the Supremes, the Four Tops, and the Temptations. Of course, one of his biggest hits was the song You Can't Hurry Love, which was a big hit for the Supremes from Motown in the 1960s. that didn't hurt a bit. Thanks for listening to this week's Cornucopia of Fun and Excitement. Leave a comment on Spotify and hit the follow button. Share me on Facebook, please. Shout out to Upbeat for providing our royalty-free music this week. I'm Andy Steves. May God's blessing fall on all of you this coming week. Join me next time for Coolsville.